Parashat Teshuva, Perek Tesvav, Siv Yud, chapter 15, paragraph 10. It's the whole Yiddishkeit, the whole Torah is in this Siv. It will remind some of you who have been at the Shia for all the years. It will remind some of you of earlier shtiklich, of earlier parts of Erez Teshuva, and of a very famous piece in the Musar HaKadosh, Ma'ariz HaKadosh, that we'll review. I focused that, we'll do it together. We're really, Rav Kook spells it out in even a clearer way than here. The first thing that comes to mind when a person says tshuva, talks about tshuva, thinks about it, dreams about it, is, of course, one's return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Returning to Hashem, tshuva means to return. And returning to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's tshuva. What Rav Kook explains in this seif is that returning to the Ribono Shel Olam is the second part of tshuva. It's the second stage of tshuva. But tshuva begins with returning to oneself. And this is a yesod that is woven throughout the chibur, the sefer, or the tshuva. Again, we have to always remember that Rav Kook didn't write this one Sefer Erez Teshuva. It's different pieces at different times that Rav Tzvi Yehuda put together. Of course, Rav Kook approved and looked it over. But there were different times. It wasn't written as a Sefer, one Sefer Erez Teshuva. Returning to oneself, that is a requirement for the individual, and for us as a people, as a nation, to return to ourselves as a people. Without returning to oneself, Rav Kook talks about what that means, without returning to oneself, one really doesn't know who is it that's returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be somebody, but it might not be you. And that's not what tshuva means. Tshuva means that the person should be miskasha to the Bara Olam, should himself be attached to the Bara Olam, to the Creator. Not somebody that he thinks he is, or is pretending to be, or used to be, or wants to be, and so on. But somebody who he is. That's true. So the Tzaddik explains, Kishashaychichem es mahus ha-neshama. When one forgets the mahus, the essence, the nature of the soul, Ha'atzmus, of himself, of his essence, of his own, of who he is, of Ha'atzmus. K'shemesichem deya, milehistakel b'teichis achayim hapnimim shel atzmai. When a person's mind is distracted from looking deeply into his own inner life, when a person's mind is distracted, this is the Iker problem that we're struggling with these last few minutes before Mashiach comes, which we've spoken about so many times over the years, and it's always something that we come back to, we talk about, we worry about. As we know, as the Ramchal says in Mishnah Sharm, that Paro's strategy with us was to cause us to be preoccupied, to be distracted. Distractions take place on different levels. They could even be spiritual distractions, but it's a distraction from who you really are. There could be a person who's altogether distracted from his neshama, altogether distracted from ruchnius, and he lives in a place of complete and total gashmius. You know, he's totally lost in the physical world, and he doesn't think about God, he doesn't think about the neshama, he doesn't think about his tachlis or why he was created at all. There is such a person, God forbid, there are people like that. But then you have a person who thinks about Ruchnius, he thinks about God, and he thinks about the Torah, but he doesn't think about his God and his Torah. He doesn't think about the Torah that's the Torah of his neshama. All the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, but the Sein Chalkein of the Torah, each person's chelik in Torah, what is the Torah saying to me, Befrat? What is the Torah What is the Torah doing for me, Befrat? This is before Mashiach comes, the most difficult Nisayim, the biggest Nisayim. When a person's mind is distracted from gazing into one's own inner life, into the inner life of the person himself. To be a person who lives with the Cheshbon HaNefesh and so on. Hakol nasa mu'urbav u'mesupak. When a person is distracted and fails to constantly look within to his own inner life, everything then becomes confused and uncertain. Mu'urbav u'mesupak. Everything becomes ma'urbav, mixed up, umesupak. Hakol nasa ma'urbav umesupak. The person's entire Yiddishkeit, this is, of course, the Svarim of the Bilvavi revolve around this a great deal, but the Ikur Sefer that is on this Nakuda is the one that came out most recently, the Bez Hashem, after Pesach, we're going to be starting to do on Shabbos, which is Das Atzmacha, Das Atzmacha. All that we've been learning during Shabbos, Moshe Shabbos, this past year and a half or two, is in this Nakuda of Das Atzmacha, being able to know oneself, when they say for that. Das Atzmacha, to know oneself, what that means for each person, to apply that to oneself. Hakol nasa mu'urbav u'mesupak. What happens to a person is that you could have an individual who's doing lots of good stuff. He's doing lots of nice mitzvahs, and he's working on midas, and he's doing all kinds of chesodim, and he's davens like this and goes like that, and it could be that all of his avodas Hashem are just bits and pieces without any mahalach, without any seder, any mahalach. There's no real binyan that's taking place of the person that's bringing him closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he chaps an avayda in Shmiras HaLashon, and he chaps an avayda in Tefillah, and he chaps an avayda in a particular Gemara, he chaps an avayda of Emunas Tzaddikim, you know, bits and pieces, looks here, looks there, runs here, does this, does that, and he's a He has a Yiddishkeit that has no nekuda merkazis that binds the pieces together. His Yiddishkeit is one that consists of thousands upon thousands of good things, and he's bewildered why all of these good things haven't changed the essential person that I am, and how come I still have the same taivas, the same yitzharas, the same narishkeit, and so on, that I had all the years growing up? How come this isn't working? I don't understand. I'm following all the instructions. You know, I put the negel vasa by my bed, and that's supposed to make me like into a very great Jew. And I'm following all the instructions, and I don't know. I don't see that. I don't see the peiros of all my avoda. So a person can be involved in thousands of wonderful things, but he's distracted from the toichius of his chaim hapninim. He's distracted from his own inner life, and therefore there is no nekuda merkazis. There is no central point which all of his koyachos come out of and have to report back to every day to build the person. There's no kesher. Everything is when it comes to working on a certain midah, it's not using all of his koyachos nefesh, because he doesn't know his nefesh. He's a stranger to himself. So he reads something in a sefer and this sounds good. This sounds like something I could do. He reads a sefer, and it sounds like a good thing. He says, okay, you know, this is something that God wants, and if God wants, I'm going to try. And he tries that. And he goes a little bit. But then he sees that it doesn't lamaisa. Nothing comes from it. Even though that sefer is certainly true, and what the tzaddik is saying is very, very, very true and very beautiful, and there's no question that it has tremendous kaiches. But since this person's life is in a state of being meurbav umesupak, everything takes place in a way of uncertainty. Everything takes place in a way of uncertainty and confusion. So he chaps an avaida here, he chaps a taira here, and a midah there, and this and that. But there is no real program that the person is on, because he doesn't live in that place of teichis achaim hapnimiyim shel atzmai, the inner depths of his own inner life, and he has forgotten the mohus haneshama haatzmis, and therefore a lot of the things that he's doing might work for somebody else, or it could perhaps even work for him if it was part of a seder, of a program of building himself up step by step, one shlav after another shlav, as opposed to just being a collection of very nice things, a collection of very nice tires, a collection of very nice tefillahs, but nothing really that's coming from the inner depths of himself, or that's reaching the inner depths of himself, because that's not anything that he's really ever explored. It's not anything that he's really ever explored. And if you tell him, like Rav Kook says over here, so he says, I don't know what that means. What am I? How do you? What do you mean, my Chaim HaPnimim? Lahavdol Alef Alfei Havdalos. I remember as a kid, there was a very funny television show that we used to watch. It was called Get Smart, as kids. And those who are zoiche to see that, I know that it brings a smile immediately to your face. So he was a funny guy. He was a very funny guy. So I remember, you know, it's one of those things that you remember, that he had to go, and he was a secret agent, whatever. He had to go, like, infiltrate into something with chaos, you know, to go into the enemy and to do something. And he had to get into this place, and he said, and the other agent said, do you know where you're going, like, in this place? So he said to the, he said, I know this. He said, like, with such behirus. He says, I know this place like the back of my own hand. And then he paused and he said, could somebody please show me to the back of my hand? it's like the back of my hand. But if you don't know the back of your own hand, then what does it help that you know that place like the back of your hand? You don't know the back of your own hand either. So a person's doing all kinds of avaidas and this and that, and will somebody please show me to the back of my own head? I don't know where, you know, I don't know my who I am and where I'm going or what I'm doing. I'm just trying to chop a lot of good stuff. I'm trying to, you know, it's like another stupid show that they had when we were growing up was they had, and then that'll be it for today. They had had these contestants. I don't remember what exactly it was, but the winner, I don't know, that's how you want, or that's when you want, but it involved running around in a store with a big shopping cart and pulling off the shelves whatever you could grab. Yeah, so when you put it into the shopping cart right, all of the non-Jews were like grabbing, you know, loaves of bread and eggs while the Yidden are standing trying to put cash registers into their wagons. You know. Okay, but that's for another time. But that whole way of living, of grabbing things off the shelf of Yiddishkeit. They're beautiful things. Yiddishkeit is magnificent. It's everything is so beautiful, and you walk in, you want to take a little bit here, a little bit from this, a little bit from that, but what happens, like, that there was a Yid that was telling me that that there was something they produced for a Jewish institution, that somebody had to produce tapes like DVDs and made a lot of them, and all of them, they didn't come out, it didn't work. Why? Because that disc, is that what it's called? The disc has to, the DVD has to fit to the computer at home or whatever it is, that the DVD player, it has to be matim. It has to be formatted to work for that particular computer or whatever, however that works. So you could have a person that, like, he's taking off the shelf of Yiddishkeit this DVD, that everything. He's grabbing all the Rav Tzaddik and Sfasamis and Vilnagon and Rav Dessler and Chals, and he's taking off all these different things, but it doesn't work on his player. You understand? Like, he gets home, and he's scary, because we're not talking about one day, we're talking about 120 years of collecting. And when he puts it into his thing, it's not formatted. Is that how you make it into a... It's not formatted to work for him. And he doesn't understand. He says, there's something wrong with Reb Tzaddik. I don't understand this. Or my rabbi has got problems. Or there's something wrong. Like I've always said, people say, I don't know, Bavar Basu just doesn't do it for me. Some said this, Bach said this to me about Yevamos. They said, well, I asked him what was that. He says, Yevamos, but it's not. I said, what's the matter? He says, Yevamos is not for me. Yevamos doesn't work for me. It doesn't mean it doesn't. Yevamos, the Baruch Shem gave you a Masech to Yevamos. It's a beautiful Masech. It doesn't work on his player. That was, he takes Yevamos, he puts it into his, it doesn't go. It's not, he feels maybe not Makusha to that, and whatever it might be. But it's so true how a person can spend his whole life grabbing. It's not that Reb Tzaddik is not, it's not that Bava Basra is not, it's not Yevamos is not. It's that a person that doesn't know himself, was distracted from himself. So he could read 1,000 Reb Tzaddiks, and the Reb Tzaddik doesn't penetrate into the depths of who he is, because he doesn't know that place. He doesn't know how to bring Reb Tzaddik into that place. Will somebody please show me to the back of my head? He doesn't know himself. So Reb Tzaddik's talking to a part, Reb Tzaddik's talking to you. But if it's not you, the Reb Tzaddik, then Reb Tzaddik's words are just going out into, they're beautiful, and you could say a Dvar Torah or something, but you get up the next day and you're the same person you were before you heard the Reb Tzaddik. You're the same person before the Sfasamos. Same person. Just a collection of things, but not with the, not that anything is in the teichus of Chana Pnim Mishul Asim. Of course, the whole Yom Tov of Pesach is to come to that place. Karva al nafshi ga'ola, al nafshi ga'ola. Not to be distracted from one's inner life. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's what a redemption is. When Mashiach will come, there no longer will be that hesach hadas from one's own inner life. And each person will hear the Torah as it is talking to him. And as it is reaching to the neshama of himself, of how it is like when the Baruch Shem gave the Torah at Hasina, you know that it divided into so many voices, and each person heard the voice speaking to him. So that's why Rav Kook says, "V'hatshuva harashis," the beginning of tshuva. Shehi meira es amachashakim miyad. That immediately illuminates the dark places. It immediately illuminates and lights things up in a person to make him into a kli that he could actually have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'atshuva rosh hashi me'ira es hamachashakim yad hi sheyoshuv ha'odam al atzmai. Is that a person should return to himself. And I had this conversation with the Mechaber of the Bilvavi, and I was talking a little bit about him when he was to him when he was here. I was saying, everything is dveikus, 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 but if the person himself doesn't know who he is, then how is he mizdabek to the Bar Olam? And it's not, it can't go weiter without ourselves. She Yoshuv Adam al Atzmai. That a person, the beginning, which immediately illuminates a person's life. Although, of course, as we've been learning, initially, when a person encounters himself, he could be very, very shocked and disappointed. He could be very upset to find that on the surface of himself, there's a lot of junk that he never admitted to. But as he keeps on digging, then he'll see the kedusha and the tahara of who he is, and gets beyond the stuff on the guk on top, and then he goes the tchaim hapnimim of who beetsim he is, and he sees, the lost princess, and you have to get past that light toiv that's covering, that's surrounding the princess, then he sees it. So in the beginning, it's very hard. That's why, of course, talking about the last few seifim But that's the beginning. Shiyoshev ha'adam al atzmai, al sheres nishmasai. When a person does that, then what happens? Then umiyad yoshev al elokim. When you return to your neshama, then you can return to the Ribono Shel'Olam. Because what's the Ribono Shel'Olam? El nishmas kol ha'neshamas. He is the soul of all souls. The Ribono Shel'Olam is nishmas kol ha'neshamas. If you haven't returned to your neshama, then you can't access kol ha'neshamas. When you are connected to your own neshama, then you have access to nishmas kol ha'neshamas. Meaning, when a person searches to find his own neshama, himself, the most basic level, like we were learning a few weeks and months back from the Alei Shur on Matzah Shabbos, and before that also, and then afterwards Rabbi Yochum. When a person is on this journey of self discovery, but not self-discovery the way that it's used in the world at large, but be'emes. When a person is doing that, to come back to the makor of who he is, then he comes to a place in his journey, as he goes beyond layers and layers of himself, deeper and deeper, one door leads to another place, to another door, another door, another door, another door. When you get to the final door, so all of the doors say your name. So let's say you know your name is Moshe ben Rivka. So every door says Moshe ben Rivka, Moshe ben Rivka, Moshe ben Rivka, but different levels of Moshe ben Rivka. So it says nefesh, and in nefesh is different madrigas of nefesh, and ruach, different madrigas of ruach. I guess to different place. You're going, and then you go another door, another door, another door, another door, and then when you get to that last door, then it says on it, Bore Kol Olamim, Baruch Hu, the creator of all worlds, may his name be blessed. Then you get to Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, the soul of all souls. But if you try to have a shortcut and get to the Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas without getting to your own Neshama, you can't be Dovak to Hashem. You could be a nice person and a Tyree, the precious Jew, but you can't be in a way of Ubay Sidbak, which is the tachlis of life, and you can't be in a place of tshuva ilah, of the highest tshuva. You can't be. That's when a person goes deeper and deeper into himself, he comes to recognize that there's a neshama of all neshamas that is the creator of his neshama. And then then the person's entire life becomes focused on connecting who I am, Moshe ben Rachel, whatever, ben Rivka, who I am with the nishmas kol haneshamas. My neshama with the nishmas kol haneshamas. And how that will affect my day-to-day life and my where I work and what I do and how I talk and how I think and so on and so forth. That's the avoda of this world. Yishiyoshuv ha'odam el atzmai, to return to oneself, el sheresh nishmasai, to the root of his soul, umiyad yoshuv el ha'elokim, and then he can return to God, el nishmas kol ha'neshamas, to the soul of all souls, nishmas kol ha'neshamas. And from that point on, there's no longer confusion and uncertainty. There's no longer confusion and uncertainty that it's somebody else's life that he's living, somebody else's Yiddishkeit that he's living. But it's himself. V'yelech v'yitzad hola, and then the person can walk and march forward. Mala mala, higher and higher. The kedusha uv'tahar. In Kedusha and in Tahara. This, of course, when it comes to chinuch, when it comes to education, Keneged Arba Banim Dibre Taira means there aren't only four sons. And it says in the Haggadah, Keneged Arba Banim, four is a number that means everybody, like Arba Kanfes Ha'aretz. Keneged Arba Banim Dibre Taira means that in order to raise a Jew, in order to raise a Jew and to educate a Jew, you have to speak to his neshama. You have to speak to him directly. You can't speak to the Tam as if he's a Chacham, or to the Rasha as if he's an Eni Dei Elisha, which the second that Chinuch becomes institutionalized, of course, is happening. And that's why so many of the boys and girls can't find themselves, because you're in a classroom with 23, 24 chevra, and it wouldn't be so bad if at least the teacher was talking to one of the 23, 24. He's usually talking to himself. If it's a good teacher, if it's a wonderful Rebbe, a wonderful Mara, then he's talking to a few. He's trying to talk to everybody, but he's really only talking to a few. Many of the teachers, they're just talking to themselves. I have one of my kids tell me that there's a teacher that's teaching Dinim that is completely, completely out of touch. With a few of the girls that were over, completely out of touch with any question of whether the girls are listening, paying attention, or understand. He just sits down every day. He sits down. He opens up his book or whatever he has there, his sefer, and he just reads and says, do this, do this, do this, do that, do this. And if a girl, in the beginning, a girl said, but why? He would just continue. That's what it says. Do this, do this, do this, do that. Now, you have to take everything that a kid says with a grain of salt. There's no question about it. But, you know, I think I know this child, and I sense that there's a problem. You know, I don't know how deep the problem is, and I try to talk to that. Not to keep on asking, to try to ask, and to approach the teacher after the class, and to ask something, you know, whatever. But it's sad because the girls all just said no. There were a few of the girls, they said, oh, there's no one to talk. If you ask, even if you ask before the test, was this? He doesn't answer. There's no one to talk to. He's just talking to himself. When you that's obviously an unusual situation, and I doubt that that's going to last for much longer. But when a person is in a place of being mechanech others. The whole yesod of chinuch is to speak to somebody else, and to understand that just because there are 20 boys or 20 girls sitting in front of you, that doesn't mean that what each one needs in avodas Hashem is the same as the other. And that's why it's such a scary thing. And I've often thought that maybe I should have thought of being a lawyer, and that way you don't hurt people as much as you do when you're trying to be mechanech. And that's the challenge of being a parent. But you could find the same thing with a parent who has 10 children, Leanhara, and someone has one kid. There are parents who have one child and they're not talking to that kid. And there are parents who have 10 children, they're talking to each of them differently. It doesn't depend on numbers. That's why when a person says, I can't, I already have three children, it's not good for the children. It doesn't depend on the kids. It depends on you. If you are who you're supposed to be, it's hard, but it could be two children, it could be 20 children. If you're not who you're supposed to be, then even the one kid, when he grows up, will say, my parents didn't have the vaguest notion of what I was about. And it's just one kid. And it's not like they didn't have time. It's not like they didn't sit with him. My parents didn't have a musik of who I was, not even the tiniest. Which kids say in a shidchistic way, they say that anyway. But I'm thinking as a mature person to realize that it's a frightening thing. Mavchul talks about that in the piece that I'm going to give you from Musa HaKadosh, from the Aris HaKadosh. When a student hears the Rebbe, the teacher, talking to him or to her, then they can march forward in life. They could march forward, and they could figure out what the Baruch Shalom wants from him, from her, what to focus on. But if the Rebbe or the teacher is giving wholesale Yiddishkeit, of what the Rebbe your teacher felt worked for him or for her. So, and is not attuned to the neshamas that are in front of him, so confusion. It could be a nice, you know, but there's tremendous confusion. Confusion and uncertainty. Confusion and uncertainty. And this person is doing mitzvahs and asam tov, but confusion and uncertainty. When a person returns el nishmas kol haneshamas, when a child or an adult has come to that door that says on it the Rabbanu Shlomo, and that door is a door that follows the doors of himself, then he sees that who I am leads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the Chofetz Chaim that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Chassam Sofer, the Baal Shem Tov, but who I am, my doors lead to the same Rabbanu Shlomo. My doors. If I make those openings and I enter into myself, I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that I read about other people who came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nice. But I myself, when the person feels that and sees that, then the entire life is different. Then one's entire life is different. That's the meaning of what we read in the parasha, last Shabbos. Kehayoyim Hashem nira aleichem. Today God has appeared to you. That's for every Jew. That's for every Jew. Today God has appeared to you. Rabbi Nachman said, I was talking about it in one of the Shabbat brachas, that Rabbi Nachman taught how there's a big, big thing going on in Shemayim. There's a lot of stuff going on in Shemayim. There's a Hilula, he said. There's a big celebration in Shemayim. You have to all the time daven and try. He says that you should be able to peek through a spelt, through a crack, and to see what's going on. Ki hayoyim Hashem nir aleichem. That's even for us. Ki hayoyim Hashem nir aleichem. It means that when a person does meet up with the nishmas kol haneshamas, then everything in life becomes different. Everything. Nothing's ever the same after that. The flowers look different. Your children look different. Your husband, your wife, your friends, the blood gemara that you're learning looks different. And if you haven't met the nishmas kol haneshamas, if you've never had the opportunity or the schus to peek through that spalt, that crack, Rabbi Nachman says there are cracks. If you haven't had the opportunity to peek through that crack, then you could drag on with like a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of Torahs, and a lot of good things, and you get rewarded for all of them. But you never saw the nishmas kol haneshamas. Ki hayoyim Hashem nira aleichem. And you have to plod through, could be year after year, avoiding and learning and trying to find who you are. And then you come to that place where there's a crack and you're able to see what's going on. A little bit. Something, it's not the way it looks in this world. There's something else. And not just you're talking about it, or you're thinking about it, or you're saying words about Hashem's Bar, but you know it's something different. That's nishmas kol haneshamas. That's when a person comes to that place. And then there's no longer any confusion. Then you don't have sveikas about whether you shouldn't do this aveira, you should do this aveira, you don't do this thing. Once you've seen it, then you don't have sveikas. The sveikas is when a person doesn't see. When a person sees it, it's kayem Hashem nir aleichem. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu with tainus. Moshe Rabbeinu was putting up the Mishkan and taking it down, putting up the Mishkan, taking it down. Chazal say that they came and they said, Rabbeinu Moshe, Kamatir Chatarachna, we work so hard and we don't see the Shechina. Where's the Shechina? We put up and it comes down. The person goes in his life. Putting up Mishkans, taking him down, putting up, taking him down. Another day, Shachris Min Chamarav, putting up, then at the end of the day, you take it down. Another day, you put it up, you take it down, like the Mishkan. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki Hayoyim Hashem Nir Aleichem. He says, Yidden, hold on, close your eyes and look deeply. And then everybody saw there's a crack. Like that time when the Baal Shem HaKadosh, when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh saw how his Talmidim how his Talmidim, the famous Maisa, the Fidik Lubavitcher used to say over, a lot of Tzaddikim said how there was the Talmidim, the big Talmidim and the Baal Shem were upset how the Baal Shem of HaKadosh was going and spending so much time with the Amach. You know, he went to the simple shul with the simple Jews were, and the Baal Shem Tov loved those Jews very much, and he spent time with them, and when the Baal Shem Tov came back to be with the Talmidim, some of them were thinking about how does the Baal Shem Tov, you know, he seems to love them so much more than us, and he's so connected to those simple Yidden and so on. And I'm sure many of you know this story, but I'm not going to go to the pratim of it. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh told them to all close their eyes and to hold their hands one with the other, to put on the shoulder one with the other, to hold. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh allowed them to have a vision of what was going on in the Schneider Shul, the Taylor Shul, when they were saying Tillim, those simple Jews, and what was going on in Shemayim, and what was happening. And they were able to see for a minute, when they were holding like that, until the Baal Shem Tov took his arm off the people next to the Tzaddik, next to them, the Baal Shem Tov pulled back, and then everything became, they didn't see it anymore. But as the Baal Shem Tov had his arm, and he told them all to hold their arms, one on each other's shoulders, so they were able to see what the Tillim is of these Yidden, what it means in Shemayim, this Tillim. When a person sees for a second, so then after that they didn't look at those simple Jews as being simple people anymore. They saw them as something else. And if we would have with each other, when we see each other, if there would be one crack to be able to see inside the person, we would never ever look down on the person. We never have tainus. We never say bad things. Never. All the avoida, not to say lashon hara, and all the special campaigns against lashon hara, are not talking to this nekuda of what Rav Kook calls entering into the teichis achaim apnimim shel atzmai. When you enter into the teichis achaim apnimim of yourself, in that place, you could also see what's inside other Jews. You could also see what's hurting other Jews. That's why tzaddikim, who know their inner lives, and who have met the nishmas kol neshamas, they love every Jew. They can't see bad Jews. So we're smarter than them. You say, the Rebbe is so naive. I know this guy's a phony, he's a fake, he's a fraud. Can you imagine? And the Rebbe doesn't know. The Rebbe doesn't know this guy's a fake. No, you're a fake. That's why everybody looks to you like a faker. Because you're a faker. So everybody looks to you like that. It's because you're not so nice. Everyone looks to you like they're bad. But the tzaddik who knows himself, when you know yourself, it means you know every Jew. That's why Aaron HaKohen was able to wear on his heart the names of the entire Jewish people. Aaron Kadosh Hashem was able to wear on his heart the names of every Jew in the world was on his heart. He was able to see each person how good he was. And that's why he's able to go and tell the husband and wife having a fight, you should know your husband loves you so much. You should know your wife loves you so much. So he says, no, she doesn't. He does. So Aaron comes over to say, you don't know your husband. You don't know your wife. I know your husband. I know your wife. You don't know. Tzaddik knows each person. The tzaddik knows. So you see somebody standing along, he goes to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik takes him and holds him and is looking, and you say to the person next to you, boy, that Rebbe doesn't get it. If the Rebbe knew who this guy was, he wouldn't be so fond of him. It's just the opposite. It's because the Rebbe knows who he is that he's so fond of him. That guy himself doesn't know who he is, and therefore he hates himself. But the Rebbe knows who he is, the Tzaddik knows who he is, and the Tzaddik loves him for who he be'emes is. Because when you see inside yourself, when you're in that place of Teichius Achaim Apnimim Shel Atzmai, then you're at that place that's the Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, then you could see. You could see how good Jews are. That's why all the Svarim HaKadoshim say that if you want to measure what kind of a Jew you are, you go by Ahavas Yisrael. Not by how many times you dip in the mikveh, 4, 25, 48, you know, that everybody has to stand there waiting for you while you're, you know, till you finish your ritual dipping. Which I've seen people do that. They'll go into mikveh with their arms spread out, and it's a little mikveh, and you have somebody going there 50 times, and you have Nebuch 8 cold and naked Jews standing there waiting. That's not how you measure what kind of a Jew you are, how many times you dip. That's not how you measure. Who you are as a Jew, the tzaddikim all say. All different tzaddikim from different places. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Baal Shem Tov, Sosemis, Tanya, all the tzaddikim, the Pe'echad agree. That if you want to know where you're holding with the Baal Shem, the way to know it is how you're holding with other Jews. If you don't like Jews, then it's a simen that you're not on good terms with the Baal Shem. If you love Jews, not just your friends, even that's a challenge. If you love Yidden who in all different shapes, sizes, and forms, all different Yidden that are like this, Yidden that look like that, and that look like this, and so on. If you love them, then it's a simen that you makusha to the Bayar Ilam, that he loves you, that you have that connection with him. Because when you're in touch with it, when you're connected to the Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, then you see how beautiful every Jew is. Then you see what a Jew is. Like that, I told you that there was a person that I saw in a book that he said how Jews used to talk. Some of you might remember, I think I said on Pesach, I don't remember, but she wanted it was a few years ago, but how it used to be, you know, and even in some places you hear two Jews talking, right? And when, anyhow, you didn't talk, there's a certain sweetness and a certain melody how Jews talk. Certainly the old-time Jews, there's a certain tune, in a way. And so these two Jews are talking, and one's trying to say about Moshe somebody, right? Moshe Katz, it's not Moshe Katz. So the other one says, Moshe, this is Moshe Katz. And you could hear Jews talking this way, Belach Moshe, right? Which Moshe? Moshe, you know Moshe. Moshe's father, his father comes from Lodz. He has a brother that lost his business 3 years ago in a fire. You know, that's not just Moshe's father's from Lodz. The brother lost the business. And he gives a few more. Identity. He tries to go deeper and deeper. You know, to give more things to Moshe. And then he says, you know, Moshe. Moshe, you know, he has a hunchback. He's a hunchback and he has a big pimple on his nose. The one with the big pimple and the hunchback. Oh, there, Moshe. Oh, yes, Shane Yid. That Moshe, a beautiful Jew. That's how Jews talk. There, Moshe. The Moshe with the hunchback and the big thing on his nose. That's a brachan Yid. There, Moshe. Oh, yes, Shane Yid. Shane Yid, a beautiful Jew. The whole world is not a beautiful Jew. That's how the emes, if we would be in that place of Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, oh, there Moshe, Hasheni Yid, a beautiful Jew. That's for a person who's met the Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas. But if you're not in the place of Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, if you haven't gone through the different layers of yourself to get to the Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, you don't know yourself, you certainly don't know other people. If you don't know yourself, how could you possibly know other people? You're looking at other people with somebody else's eyes. You're not looking at the other person with your own eyes. You're looking with somebody else's eyes. So how could you know that person? You don't know that person. You have people that are married, they're living under the same roof for 50, 60 years, and have a musik of who the person is. They don't have the slightest idea who the person is. They know less about the person than the first time that they met. They know less over the years, less and less and less over the years. Because it could be the person is in a bigger gullus from himself. He's getting further and further away from himself. So then he's getting further and further away from the person he's married to. Further away. And then it's always tightness against the other person. You don't see the other person b'chlal. When a person is in that place of Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas, then V'yelech V'yitzad Hola Maila Maila B'Gedusha B'Tahara. Maila Maila Kedusha B'Tahar. Then the person can go higher and higher in levels of Kedusha and Tahara. The Dov is Anayik Ben Be'ish Yechidi. This is true with an individual person. Bein Ba'am Sholem. And it's true of the entire nation. Klai Yisrael does not know itself now. We don't know ourselves. Rav Kook was screaming and crying about this his entire life. We just don't know ourselves. We don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. That's why we don't have the kaiches to get up in front of the entire world, wherever that platform is. If it's in the United Nations, or if it's on a big stage someplace in Yerushalayim, wherever it is, we don't have the kaiches to get up and tell the whole world, we don't care what you say. We don't care what you say. A person who's in the place of Nishmas Kol HaNeshamas doesn't worry about upsetting Condoleezza Rice. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't worry about upsetting. It doesn't worry about upsetting some politician or some so-called peace plan that was concocted by Sinai Israel. It doesn't worry about that. Gets up and says the truth. And if Klai Yisrael would know itself and who we are, we would be able to say that, and when we would open our eyes, there would be none of the shaker anymore. It would just be Mashiach standing in front of us and taking us up to the Har HaBayis. But we've lost ourselves. We don't know ourselves. So we're involved in this crazy game of trying to appease and to appeal to and to make believe and to act like and to say. So we can't get up and say the truth. Which I told you many times over the years in the shul, how the Lubavitcher Rebbe Susskind used to always say, when the stuff was going on, it's not new what's going on. It takes on different... see you in, but it's the same craziness. So Bab Shabbat used to say that you should stand up. He used to tell this to the prime ministers. Stand up in front of the United Nations. Go when you're invited. Go to the nations. Open up Chumash and read the first Rashi in Chumash. Just read. Gracious of all the Kimish Shemaim Asaras. And read the first Rashi. The Rabbi Yitzchak says, the Baruch Shalom created the world, and he gives the world to whom he pleases. And whom he sees fit, and he gives Eitz HaSol to the one who he sees fit. That's it. The Baal Shem said, that's what you have to do. The only one who had a ruach of that was Begin, Epis Ruach. And he used to, the first, when he would come to America, the first person he would go to see was the Baal Shem. He had a ruach of that. But the people are talking about now, their Tanakhs are hanging in cases in the living rooms, not in their hearts. But to say that to the whole world, that we don't care what you think, we don't care what you say, this is who we are. But if we've lost our way, we don't know ourselves. We've lost ourselves as a people. This is something that after we finish the Sefer, Da'as Atzmacha, then Beza Hashem, I plan, these are big plans, I don't know, this is... But then, by that time, I already be a long time in Yerushalayim. But to plan after that to talk about this union of Das Atzmacha as a people, knowing ourselves. Really, I'm just, there's so much to talk about, but knowing ourselves as a people, who we are as a people. Who we are as a people. We don't have confidence. And that's why Rav Kook is saying, Hakol na'asem me'urbav u'misupak. Everything is in a state of confusion. And everything is uncertain, confused, uncertain. As a people, not just as an individual. As a nation, we're confused and uncertain. We don't have what Rav Kook says, V'yelech v'yitzad hala ma'ala ma'ala b'kedusha v'tahara v'dov is anayik ben v'ish yechidi ben ba'am sholem ben mekol ha'anoishis. All of mankind is fablunzit, is lost. And the world itself, the physical world itself, has to be placed back into order. Back into order. Which he said at the very beginning of the Sefer, what we eat. It's crazy. Everything's out of order. The way the world should be. The koiches that are in the world are not being told don't know who they are, what they could be used for. So there are karchas in the world, and these karchas in the world are, can be used to make atom bombs, to kill people. And those same karchas in the world could be used to build people. The world itself is lost. If Klal Yisrael is lost, the world is lost. And if the world is lost, then the rocks, the trees, and the clouds, and the buildings, everything is fablanje. Everything's fablanje. Then betikin kol havaya kula. Shekilkula ba tamid mimashi shechachis es atzma. Because the kilkul of all creation is the result of its forgetting herself. The tree also doesn't remember itself. The rock doesn't remember itself. And we're responsible for that. Because like the Ramchal says at the beginning, that when a Yid lifts himself up, he lifts up the whole world. And if we don't look at, if we don't know ourselves, then the world can't know itself. And what the Chabad Chaim used to say, that if there's a war going on someplace in the world, it's because there are two bachim that are having an argument over something silly in the basement of the yeshiva. We don't know ourselves. And if we don't know ourselves, then the world goes down with us. It's always been like that. The world can't find itself without Knesset Yisrael finding herself. And that's all the kikulim come, imashi shaychachas es atzma, from forgetting itself. That's why by the time of redemption we eat matzahs, as we spoke about a lot from the Maharal, because a matzah knows itself. Remember, the matzah is a lechem ayinim. It doesn't have any mistakes about what it is. The matzah is what it is. It hasn't risen. It doesn't delude itself into thinking it's something different than what it really is. The matzah is what it is. The matzah means remembering yourself. Chametz means forgetting yourself. Chametz means the delusion of thinking you're something. And the matzah just says, listen to me. Flour, water, what's this? So the chametz says, no, you don't know what I am. I'm a triple deck, you know, waffle with syrup and a cherry and ice cream, that's what I am. And the matzah says, listen to me, buddy. I'm telling you, that's a mistake. You have forgotten yourself. You're chametzdik. A matzah remembers itself. No delusions. The Baruch Hashem should help to take away all of the mora from the world and all of the chametz from the world. And we should be zeichet as Hashem to come back in the emes, the kedusha, the tahara, and to be zeichet each person for his own gula. And for Knesset Yisrael to have the gula, and for the whole world to have its gula bekar.
Amen. Amen.